Hello and welcome to Nintendo Pals, the daily dive into all things Nintendo and friendship. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the brand new announced Zelda movie, Mario Kart 8 dropping its final DLC, Nintendo financials, and a whole bunch of other news. Micah, what do you say? Are you ready to jump on into this week's, or this thing, episode news?
Yep.
Greetings, fellow Nintendo pals. It's been a week. It's actually been a huge week for news. So much so, in fact, that we're actually going to be breaking this up into two episodes of discussion. First, we're just going to be talking news that dropped this week, but then we're going to have a whole episode dedicated to talking about Nintendo financials. So stay tuned for later in the week for that discussion. Micah, why don't you go ahead and hit us with our first news item here?
First news item, you say?
Yeah, and it's not because I don't have it up currently.
Like, is that the big news item? I was going back to where the news started.
Good.
No, that's from last week. I should have been at the right spot here. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a live-action Zelda movie coming out.
Heck yeah. At some point. Heck yeah. Live action Zelda movie. Micah, I haven't talked to you about this at all. what do you think on this one?
Well, it has potential to be good. There's a lot of good lore and stuff they could pull from. But at the same time, it might be kind of hard to translate The Legend of Zelda to live action.
Yeah, I will admit that I am very nervous for this film. It's one where I'm like, I hope it's good. I hope it's not bad. Miyamoto posted out on Twitter through the Nintendo account, said, "This is Miyamoto." I love how he starts his tweets like that. Like, "Hey everybody, I got a hold of the Nintendo account. Nobody panic here. This is Miyamoto. I have been working on the live-action film of The Legend of Zelda for many years now with Avi Arad-san, who has produced many mega-hit films. I have asked Avi-san to produce this film with me, and we have now officially started the development of the film with Nintendo itself heavily involved in the production. It will take time until its completion, but I hope you look forward to seeing it."
I mean, this is still like years out then.
Yeah, this is a ways out. So then have you heard of, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, Avi Arad?
Of course I have. He wrote and did screenplay stuff on some Jurassic Park movies or something.
No, that's the writer. I don't remember.
Oh, that's not the writer?
Yeah,
I'm mixing up who's who.
Yeah. If you pull up who that is, I have
the spoiler alert. No, I don't know who he is.
So Avi Arad has produced a lot of movies, specifically a lot of Spider-Man movies. He was producer and involved with Spider-Man, Spider-Man 3, Spider-Man in the Spider-Verse films, New Venom, Spider-Man No Way Home, and of course, acclaimed Morbius. I also see his name tied here to Uncharted. Don't know how accurate that is, but yeah, So he's got a lot of mega hits under his belt, but he also has a lot of mega stinkers under his belt. I was like, I don't know if this makes me excited or more nervous for how this is going to go. But then there was also news that who's working on writing for this thing. That was the part where it's the same guy that's writing the, who wrote the Jurassic
World, was it?
World movies. I'm trying to find his name here. Derek Connolly. Now, Derek Connolly, helped with Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker, Jurassic World, Pokemon Detective Pikachu, Jurassic World Dominion, Monster Trucks, that like B-rated horror movie that the trucks were actually monsters.
Horror movie.
Is it a horror movie or is it just a comedy? I'm not sure.
Unless we're thinking of a different, it's more of a comedy. There's a monster inside probably, the truck.
Probably.
It's a friendly monster.
Probably just a comedy then. And he also worked on, or he's worked on the new Planet of the Apes movie that's coming out. So I'm not going to lie. There's no shade here to Derek Connolly specifically, but the writing.
What was your response when you heard that?
The writing in all of these movies is pretty bad. Oh no. In Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker? Yeah.
I don't remember which one that is.
That's the last one.
Is it really that bad?
Palpatine returned somehow. Is a actual line that they say in the movie.
Science.
And I, yeah.
Well, they can't hold your hand through everything. You got to figure some things out yourself.
Listen,
we don't need all these exposition dumps. More movies should say that. Somehow it's happened.
Somehow it's happened. And like Detective Pikachu's all right, but it's a pretty like paint by numbers story. I didn't think the writing was like stellar. It wasn't bad, but it's not like, oh man, I loved the story of Detective Pikachu, you know what I mean? Like that's not what you liked about the movie necessarily. So
I like the story.
I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous with the writing behind this movie. Let's just hope that he is a Zelda fan. Dude's like 47 years old.
Be a Zelda fan.
Yeah, but not like. Well, I know a lot of our audience is going to be like, "What? What are you saying about Zelda fans in their 40s?"
Yeah,
I'm just saying like.
So I'm not to alienate too many people with this next comment.
What I'm going to say is that Zelda fans in their 40s tend to gravitate towards 2D Zelda, which is the ones that don't have a lot of story. I'm just saying. I'm making people upset. That's just how it's going to be. I don't really like having this guy as the writer, but Miyamoto's heavily involved, so it can't be bad, right? Right?
Something like that.
If there's anything Miyamoto is good at, it's protecting IP and making it as squeaky clean by the books as possible. Anyway, that's about all I have to talk about with that. You got anything else you want to pitch for?
I'm just curious how they're going to handle the Link talking and what the reasoning for him probably not talking is going to be.
I hope they don't make him a talker. Like, I'm okay with him talking. Just make him kind of more stoic and be a man.
Very little talking.
Yeah, man a few words kind of thing. Because I feel like that's true to the character across the series. Is like, he obviously he doesn't talk in the games, but he does. Like in Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, there will be points where he's like, but he doesn't say anything, you know? I can't see your face. I don't know what your reaction to that statement was. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're the same. You and Link are the same. Well, I'm curious to hear who you think they will cast for each of these for each of the roles in this movie. And maybe you're curious to hear what I have to say. Well, guess what? We're doing an episode on that this week. We have those right here. We have them right here. I'm excited to go through them. Anywho, I think that's like the next episode, right? Like that's the one we do next. But let's jump out of this because we'll be talking more about this movie the more we learn about it. It's going to be a long time in the future. So hopefully things go well for development. We saw some leaked footage of a guy playing Hogwarts Legacy early. And
Switch, right?
Yes, on Switch. And that releases when? I'm like,
looking up. This month, isn't it? Right?
It's like real soon. When is it coming to Nintendo Switch? I'm looking. I'm panicking because I'm not finding it.
I believe in you.
Is it like next week? It's like next week, right? Well,
February 10th.
No, that's when it released earlier this year. Well, we saw footage of it. Is where I was going with this. We saw footage of it, and it looks good, based off the leaked footage. Now that could have been somebody playing a video of it. Who knows?
Being sneaky. And it looks like it will be coming out on the 18th.
Perfect.
Your Switch.
See, I knew. It's this week. It's this coming week. Like this week we're in now. As of the date of this episode going live. So, yeah. Exciting stuff. Yeah, Micah, your turn. What's our next news item?
I don't have four monitors like you. There's a new Splatfest coming up on the 17th through the 19th. And it is, what is your go-to greeting? A handshake, fist bump, or hug?
We're team fist bump, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. I'm not going to hug someone.
Oh, yeah. Nah. Especially as a I don't even like hugging people I know. No offense to people I know, but
I
like hugging people I just met for the first time even less.
Yeah. I don't think this necessarily means for the first time. It's like, to greet someone like,
hey. I guess, yeah, fair enough.
And there are people that do that, but out of all these things, I mean,
if you're like visiting extended family or not necessarily extended,
yeah,
family,
yeah, I was good. I was actually about to say this, but Third Strong Small put it in the chat. Team Wave, pick the fourth option where you just, hey, that is my go-to greeting. I don't want to touch another
the
person.
Nod,
yeah, like, sup.
Or the chin up, like what? Yeah. Instead of the nod up.
Yeah, true.
The chin point.
Oh, so good. Who's manning which team? Is fist bump my boy, big man?
I don't know.
My man.
If they go in order of how the hosts sit and whatnot, it would be Shiver handshake, Fry fist bump, and big man hug, but I don't actually know if that's how it is.
Oh, Micah, I
look at that. As part of the announcement, they have, as scientists were disappointed that Terse Nod was left out. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's true. We totally missed talking about this in the Zelda movie announcement, but they announced that they are working with Sony Pictures to make this movie, which is bonkers, bonkers weird that Nintendo and Sony are teaming
They're
up
getting
to
so
make
friendly.
Zelda movie. What's going on? Is Sony going to sabotage from the inside? This will hurt future console sales. If the movie's bad, we know who to blame.
Yeah. They're just the scapegoat. That's why Nintendo's working with them. Yeah, in case things go wrong.
100%. So what else do we got to cover with the news here? They also announced that Wes Ball is the person directing. And I don't know anything about that person. And that's where that will end.
Giant fuzz fall from my ceiling.
That's random.
Must have got thrown off my fan or something.
Okay. Now for the remainder of our news here, I actually do have notes for some of these things here. So linebacker Blake Martinez joins the Panthers after Pokemon card scandal is a headline I saw this week. And I was very like, what's going on here? So this was a football player who decided to retire. And he's like, I'm going to pursue other hobbies. And those other hobbies were selling sports and Pokemon cards. And after some scandals with falsifying information and lying about cards they were selling, seems like his side hustle was shut down. And he's back to playing football. There you go.
I don't even know what to say.
Pokemon cards claims another victim. to a world of crime. And then lastly for news, I learned this week from a Twitter post. I am sorry, I'm not going to credit the person who posted it because I don't remember. Apologize. But I learned that in Mario 3D World, you can use a double cherry to switch bodies with another character. Did you know this was a thing, Micah?
Nope.
Yeah, so if you grab a double cherry in multiplayer, if the other person ground pounds on a clone's head, it will turn into them. Using this process, you can change your original character. If you've got three characters, we'll say Mario, Luigi, and a second Mario. And Luigi comes over and ground pounds on Mario's head to become Luigi. And then Mario goes to the original Luigi and ground pounds on his head. Original Luigi will turn into Mario. So, this is like, have you seen The Prestige?
Indeed.
It's like that scene where like which one's the real one through the cloning process.
Spoilers.
Major spoilers for The Prestige. Yeah, I mean that's an old movie.
Haven't seen that movie. It's actually pretty wild.
Well,
these guys are like magicians and illusionists. Also, science apparently.
And psychopaths. I just thought that was a fun fact. I figured I'd share here on the show. All right, that's our last bit of news. Micah, I wanted to close here with a couple of new segments. One, let's start doing this thing called the Weekly Splat. And this will be a segment run entirely by you. What's new this? What has been new in the past week for Splatoon 3? Because I know there are a lot of people that listen that enjoy Splatoon, and I always forget to talk about it.
Coming up.
Yeah, but wasn't there an event like just this last week?
They just had, I forget the name, it's Extra Work. Just ended as well.
What is Extra Work?
It's like you do Salmon Run, but instead of three random waves, it's five waves, and they happen the same every time.
Oh, interesting.
Well, sort of. Because if you get enough eggs, the hazard level raises, So you more things will spawn in, but if you get the same hazard levels, they'll be exactly the same spawning in at least. So it's a little different because you get to plan and strategize and you like know what will be coming.
Well, cool.
Assuming your memory is good, unlike mine. Also a golden rotation in Salmon Run, which means you might get some fancy Grisco weapons this Saturday / tomorrow / last weekend.
Depending on when you're
listening. When you're actually hearing this.
Sweet. Yeah, I figured we could make that like a weekly thing where each of us takes like a minute, because my segment, I'm gonna be talking the Pokestop. Because I have been playing Pokemon Go every week, almost daily. I tend not to play over the weekends, but I do play during the week a good amount. And we have just started in Pokemon the Festival of Lights, which I'm trying to pull up the information for now. And for that, you've got special, like, light-themed Pokemon, including a new edition of Tadbulb and Bellybolt, if you haven't caught that before. Then we just had the Wooper Community Day. And then this week will be the Pokemon Go Fashion Week. And in it, you can get a fancy Dragonite that is wearing a bow tie and glasses. And you can get a Wooper and Quagsire that are wearing a beanie. And then a Goth Elite. But I can't actually see what the Goth Elite's fancy version is. in the promo material, it is too small to see. So yeah, look forward to those things if you're out there playing Pokemon Go, and also if you're an Amazon Prime member, first off, use your Prime subs over on Nintendo Pals, twitch.tv/Nintendo_Pals. But also, if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can claim some new item bundles or a new item bundle, and that started just today, as of the date of recording. So, yeah. That's it for the Pokestop and the Weekly Splat. All right, Micah. And that does it for this episode of news. Where can people find you on the interwebs?
You can find me on Twitch at Micah Prem.
You can find me on Twitch and YouTube at Andross1. And appreciate all the support and help we can get and growing on our personal channels. You can also follow the show, Nintendo Pals, on all social media platforms, as well as support us over on Patreon, patreon.com/NintendoPals, where for as little as a dollar, you can support the show and be a part of the Patreon Poke Wrap, which we end every episode with, and we will end this episode with right now.
We gotta wrap some Patreon.
You just do the scene. I'll take care of the hard part.
Let's get it on.
We want to be the best that ever was. And shout out our pals over on Patreon.
LPD, Razor, Retrologic Dan, Tim the Nintendo Dash, Lim, Tor, Spider-Chan, Solo Something, Mute Dog the Game, Little Miss Seven, and Monkey Thunder.
Catch em, gotta catch em all. Gotta catch em all, Patreon.
Kid, Fiesta, Third Strongest Mold, Fedorable Will, All, and Seth Sturgeon, Cosmic, Purple, Viola, That Fast John, and Mother Plays 2.
Gotta catch em all, gotta catch em all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch em all, gotta catch em all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch em all, Patreon! Let's get 150 or more, yeah, please! To be a Patreon donor is your destiny!
Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next episode! Bye-bye!